Okay, Hilchos Moksos Siman Peches, Sif Tes Vav, Mace, also Latalta B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to move a mace on Shabbos. Ava Mutu Lishmoit Es Akar, K'tach Tov, Shalei Yasriyot, but you're allowed to, because you want the mace to go on the floor, so you're allowed to remove the mattress that the mace is on, Shalei Yasriyot, so that it doesn't decay. Ava Shalei Yasriyot by Shum Eiver, but you're not allowed to move any of the limbs. From Hayapiv Niftach V'Haylech, and let's say the mouth of the mace is open.
I'll pick up my bag.
Then you have to. Then you could tie the chin. That it shouldn't open up anymore. But not to close up what's open. I mean, you can't move it. You can put something there to prevent it from moving, but you can't do anything else. Yes or no? I just lost the place. Totally lost the place. Shame, K. No, your maze is Ava, because if not, then you're moving an Ava. Sorry. To Zion. Imnafla the lake of Yerem, if a fire broke out and they're afraid that the mace shouldn't be burned, return to the Agav Dover Heta. You can move it with something that's mutter to move. The That's if you put on it something, a food, or anything else that's not muksa, like the Gemara says, a baby even. And then you could take them together, even though normally you can't do this. We'll see. If there's no food, then you put on a kli, or some sort of clothing that's mutter to carry. And if you don't have that, then you could just take the mace by itself. So you try and re you try and do the least issa that you can that's possible. Either way, you can't. You can only move the mace to a place that you can carry to, meaning within an eruv. But in a place that it's usur, then you shouldn't do it only with a goy. Yud-zayin called them ratunuf. Anything that's dirty could go in rei, v'ki, tzaya, vomit, and excrement. Whether it's a person's, whether it's a from a bird's, if it's in the house or places that people sit, then you can throw into the garbage because it's muksa. When you take out a graf sharei, it's like a chamber pot. A graf sharei is not a chamber pot. That's where excrement is, and avet shomei raglayim is like a chamber pot. Meaning, because you went to pour it out outside. So as long as it's still in your hand, so once it's in your hand, you can move it back to where it's supposed to go. Like with any muksa, if you got stuck with it in your hand by mistake, you can carry it until wherever you want. Once you put it down, then you can't take it because already it's disgusting. And it's worse than other muksa. However, if you need it for kavod habrius, where it's stuck, let's say on your dining room table by mistake, you put it down, so that's disgusting. So then you're allowed to mutar lahasir, you can put it back. And also, if you put in water that's edible or drinkable by an animal, then you could also move the pot with that. You're allowed to put a kli. Also, I'll tell you where this comes up with carrying the muksa. If a woman has a shayla on Shabbos with a bedikah cloth, so that's really muksa. I mean, once the shayla is over with, it's muksa. So you shouldn't give it back to the person. If the rabbi looks at it, takes it in his hand, he shouldn't give it back to the person because there's no reason for the person to handle it. So the rabbi could hold on to it and do whatever he wants with it, but should not go back to the person because there's nothing to do with it. Same thing with a dirty tissue. You're holding dirty tissues. Once you put it down on the table, so it's muksa, and there's nothing for you to do with it. So you should really, unless you have to clean it up because it's disgusting to leave your dirty tissues on the table, then it's fine. But I saw a psak from some paiskim that if you take your dirty tissues and put them into your pocket, then you can't go empty your pockets on Shabbos because that's muksa, and there's no reason for you to do it. Now, it's not disgusting anybody by the tissue sitting in the pocket, but I'm not sure everybody agrees to that chumrah. You're allowed to put a kli under dripping on Shabbos. And if you did, you can pour it out and return it. But that's when it's roi that to be washed. Meaning this is, you have a leak or you have condensation from an air conditioner, those type of things. So you put a kli under there and you could keep putting it back. But it has to be, that's the water has to be usable. But if it's disgusting, also leaked in shom kli, then you can't put a kli there from the anus and garaf sharei lechatila. Because basically, what you're doing is you're taking something, put it under the water, making it mux, and then you're saying, oh, now it's disgusting, I gotta move it. So that you're not allowed to do. But if it's gonna ruin your house, so then that's a whole nother story. Right? Then it would be more mutter. Vim avar, and if he was over, and he put it there to catch the drips. And it's a place that is disgusting. Then it's mutter to take it out. Then muksa makom ayin, like we said about hefsed gadol mitzvah. Those are all coming up. Okay, simen peites dini buses of davar asur by vav sifim. So kli. So basis means to make something into a base. So kli shalosh shaniyachal Shabbos, that you put it on a kli on there on erev Shabbos. A davar muksa big kavana. You put it on there big kavana, meaning you took a hammer and you put it down on something. For your daita sheyemunuch shem achnasa Shabbos, and your das is that it should be there when Shabbos comes in. Nasa kli basis of davar asa. The kli is basis of davar asa. Vafilo nitla mishama muksa b'yom haShabbos, and even if the muksa was taken off, meaning so you put it on the table, even if you take it off the table, it's still muksa. Vafilo nitla mishama muksa b'yom haShabbos, even if the muksa was taken off the table, it's still muksa. Kamakom kivin shahaisa munachas sham ben hashmashas, since it's there ben hashmashas, when nasa asa kli basis davar asa, and then the kli becomes a basis davar asa. Also tatalei gam acher kach kol yom, you can't take it a whole day. Filo tzara kuba tzara mekayma, even if you need the place where it is, or you need the actual table, which are normally heterim to move muksa for, but here you're not allowed to do that. All right. I'm just trying to remember if there's other there's those that are chaylug. Yeah, so I think if it would be a kli that you put it down on, then just like a kli, that's a kli can be used and can be moved. So this also, right? Meaning, if you put it down something that's not a kli, so then you're not allowed to move a kli, like we said yesterday. Something that's not a kli, you can't move it. So to here, whatever you're resting the muksa on, you can't move. But if it would be a kli, then you would be able to. Beis ha'yemunach shom ba'achnasa Shabbos gam davar heter, v'nasa kli basas davar asur davar mutter. So when Shabbos came in, he put something mutter and asur on the table. Like, so basically, you left your cell phone on your dining room table. So there's plates and stuff on there which are obviously mutter, and you have the phone which is asur. So it's a basis for both. It's a base for both. If it's more chashuv, it's mutter to take it. And if it's more chashuv, you can't take it. It's good to put on the table the chalas, meaning people that want to move the table and you have candlesticks on the table, So now, if you have nothing else on the table when Shabbos comes in, now you can't move your table on Shabbos. But if you also have other mutar items on the table, then it's a basis for both, then you're allowed to move the table. And then it will be mutar to take it. Meaning you can move the tablecloth in the table that doesn't allow you to move the candlesticks. If you don't do this, then it becomes a basis for davar aser. But if there is a big tzara, let's say a candle fell on the table, you need to shake it off. There is a sheet that says that it only becomes a basis if you planned on keeping it there the entire Shabbos. But if you planned on removing it sometime during Shabbos, then it does not become a basis. So you can rely on those opinions because you're planned on moving the candlesticks off the table anyway. So in that case, you can move the table. And the minig back then was to have a goy. It was very interesting. People ask when they make a simcha, so they want to take the candlesticks off the tables with the goyim. So you see that that was the minig in Europe, that they'd move the candlesticks off the tables. So therefore, it wasn't meant to be the whole Shabbos. That's Shulchan Aruch shel HaTanya, that's Shulchan Aruch HaRav, kosa damap belavach hi loy habi basis ayin shom. Fine. Gimel. If he had money in his pocket, right? Fairly common question. Then you're allowed to carry the clothing. Shame kala beged nasa basis ella hakis, because the clothing does not become the basis, the pocket does. Meaning, when you have a pocket, most pockets are independent entities that happen to be sewn in to the clothing. So therefore, the pocket becomes a basis, but the beged is not. But you shouldn't wear it even in your house, because we're afraid, like in all these cases, that you shouldn't have anything in your pockets on Shabbos, because we're afraid you're going to go out to Rosh Hashanah. And let's say you're walking and there's money in your pocket. Ayin le'el simin samaches if you'd base. Right? Which we said over there, what did we say? That you could keep walking. Right, so we said a whole thing, whether you could hide it, not hide it, you could stay there a whole Shabbos because you don't want the goyim to think. I mean, you can actually move it out of your pocket, because if you stay there a whole Shabbos, goyim are going to realize he's protecting his things. They're going to steal from you. That was a whole thing. But if you have a box that's inside a table, meaning, let's say you have a drawer in your desk that has money in it. You're not allowed to carry the table, mushum da teva hu kli b'fnei atzma, because the table is a kli b'fnei atzma, v'loy batal l'gabi shulchan, meaning the drawer is not batal to the table, and therefore it is therefore it's a basis, and therefore you cannot carry the table because of the money in there. Meaning it's different than a pocket. You have money in your pocket, your whole suit is not Muksa, but if it's in a desk, then it is. Right? Because it's considered, it's basically in a separate entity. Right? Meaning, I'm sorry, if it's removable, then it's a separate entity. If it's not removable, then you have a, then it's more of a problem. Okay, we will stop over there with that recording.